When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Landis Goff rips it up. Zuccarello cut it down to the front end. The fucking same rebound. Score! Kirill Kaprizov. An extra attacker goal has tied the game at three as the Avs couldn't clear the zone.
That was an awesome goal. Kaprizov had two goals in that game yesterday, Maxi. It just wasn't enough. The Wild lost in a shootout, and there was that controversial goal. What did you think when it happened?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where to go with that. You just, you look, it's almost like, yeah, I think it went in, but I can't prove that it went in. You know, it's
right.
Like a theorem and algebra or scientists getting together, you know?
Well, it was the NHL that ended up ruling on it. It wasn't.
Yeah, they made the ruling because they didn't even rule in the beginning. But the thought right away was they ruled it no goal. So therefore, how can you overturn that based on the evidence that we saw, which is what we all say, of course, now during replays, is they're not going to be able to overturn that based on the. Yeah. But it was. I tell you what, it was some kind of a game, though.
It really was.
And I thought, you know, last year, of course, with being in the Western Conference bubble, so to speak, they played Colorado all the time because they played everybody all the time in the Western Conference, it seemed like. And so they don't like each other a lot. So there's some chippiness. So there was they got after it a couple of times during the game. So as I watched that, I thought, boy, this really sets the stage for the playoffs, that these two teams could end up at the same place at some point in time. Two talented teams. Colorado's been unbelievable. 14 straight wins at home. I had Bob Mason on last night, the 18 years, the goalie coach for the Minnesota Wild.
Yes.
So he coached both Kapanen and Kemper. And so it was interesting to listen to him. You know, when he watches a game, he watches something different than we all do because these are his guys.
Right.
Guys that he thought. But he and I asked about, you know, can Kapanen sustain himself? Obviously there's a surge when you take over for a while, but how long can he do it while Talbot's out? And he seemed fairly comfortable that he could get him to the point that, you know, whenever Talbot comes back, they'll be okay, because he thinks that he said, a year ago, 2 years ago, no, but he said now he's at a stage where he thinks he can. So it really sets the stage, and maybe a mini rivalry will come out of this because, you know, you have two good teams and they start, trading punches figuratively and literally. It looked like that's what we had yesterday. And as you mentioned, they get down 2-0 and Kaprizov scores two goals, the
yes.
star to tie it. Then he gets denied on the shootout to extend the game.
Know.
So you had almost everything in that game.
He really did. And how about that Boldy to Fiala, just that magic that's
yeah.
happening there. You really feel it when they're on the ice together.
Yeah, and Fiala's played, you know, much better over the last few weeks. He had the slow start, etc. So sometimes a guy like a Boldy can energize him. And Evason says they haven't seen anything in Boldy that indicates that he's not ready for this moment, which is what they've been kind of evaluating and looking for.
Been waiting for this. Hey, I was watching the Arizona Rams game last night.
You did?
I know. Why was I watching? What was I thinking? But
you only had to watch the first quarter, you know?
It was brutal. Yeah. But how is Buda Baker? Have you heard that hit that he took? It was really hard to watch.
Yeah, it was concussion, and so he left and went to the hospital on that, so head injury, and then generally speaking, that's an observation thing tonight, and then today they give you more information on it because they like to have you under their watchful eye, as they say. And it was, and it was at a time of the game when it had already been decided, and it just, there was nothing good about it. But the one thing I'll say is the NFL has really gotten on top of head injuries and their practices. There's not nearly as much hitting or contact, so therefore there's fewer concussions during the week. And then the reason that's so important is you do the math on that. If they do that, then the colleges will follow them, then the high schools will follow them, then the Pop Warner will follow them, and you reduce the number of impactful hits to the head. And I was thinking about that last night. You know, how we now know what happens. It's a real standard, boom, you go from here to the hospital, and you're not going anywhere, and you're not doing anything until you're safe and all that. And, of course, San Francisco lost Joey Bosa to a head injury the other day. And, you know, he looked okay on the sidelines, but they ruled him out. And that's a huge, whether he plays or not this week against Green Bay, because of a head injury. And he's obviously one of the premier, pass rushers in the game.
Vikings made history yesterday. They interviewed the first time an NFL team has interviewed a woman for an NFL GM job. Is that right?
Yeah, Catherine Raich, although Philadelphia had a female general manager 40 years ago. It's just that they promoted her during the season from within, ironically, from Philadelphia. So she interviewed yesterday. She's been in the Canadian League. She spent some time. She obviously loves the game. I don't know that she's got enough personnel experience or made enough decisions. You really got to drill down here, and Brennan Brown's going to come in from Philadelphia. I understand he's talking to somebody yesterday, and figure out the guy in from Tampa yesterday, and he's his resume is impressive, but I keep looking at this going, okay, did you advocate for Tom Brady coming in, or was he just there and that's why you won the Super Bowl and it looks really good on your resume? I think that's so hard to figure out. But what they are preaching, and I knew they would, to all of these candidates, I'm told, is if you want to come in and sell the Vikings on the job, what you need to sell them on is that you will get everybody in the organization involved and create great morale in the building. And that's what the committee that's interviewing them, I'm told from my sources, is all about, is can you talk about collaborative effort? And how are you going to create a collaborative effort, because they didn't feel that they had that before? Mm-hmm. And how are you going to do that in this building? So to me, based on everything that I've heard from people that know more about it inside, that's the way they're selling this position. So if, I'd love to be coaching these candidates, because exactly what I'd say.
Hey, good to talk to you, Maxie. Coming up in the next hour at 8:40, we'll talk about the Wolves playing the Knicks tonight.
Yep.
Right here on CCO. Thank you. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.